Personnel from the Ghana Navy on Saturday allegedly attacked and physically assaulted local fishermen at Akplagbanya, a fishing community in the Adan West District. An eyewitness, who is the chairman of the local canoe owners association, Francis Kwao, told Radio Ghana the attackers, who were all in Navy uniforms and were all armed, came in three different vehicles, which included a yellow-colored tipper truck with registration number GE-843514. He said they were beaten up when they tried to prevent the Navy personnel from seizing their fishing nets. Several people sustained various degrees of injury. One of the victims, Kokuozo, narrates his ordeal. He spoke Dangbe.
We were at home when we got information that personnel from the Ghana Navy are at the beach to destroy our fishing nets. We did not understand this, so we went to the beach to see what was happening. Moreover, no notice had been given before this action by the Navy. We asked them to tell us why they had to destroy the nets, but they refused and started struggling with us. They forcibly pushed us off our canoe. One of them slapped me as I was about to take a call. He took the phone away from me, and all eight Navy personnel pounced on me and beat me up. Some kicked me, while others hit me in the ribs with the butts of their weapons. They then arrested me, together with my brother, who was with me at the time. As I sit here, I feel pain in my ribs. We have a chief in the town, as well as a chief fisherman. So these personalities should have been informed about the visit of the Navy. But the Navy personnel said they need not tell anybody because it was an operation. We then told them that it is unfair since we derive our livelihood from the nets they were destroying. They came in force. There were about 40 Navy personnel, well armed with guns, batons, and tear gas.
The assembly member for the area, Amos Dochekwao, the national personnel, suspected that they have arrested armed robbers after they have captured one of the attackers. They however realized he is a fisherman from Pampram. He said they handed him to the Adan police commander, DSP Doji Kloji, who came to the scene and promised to investigate the incident.
Even though we don't know them, we realize some of them are fishermen from Pampram. So we suspected. That was when we chased them, they started running away. You see, when they were running away and they left, later one of them was in the community. So they chased him, and then he was captured with the gun. So we brought him to the chief's palace, where we kept him until they called for reinforcement from the Navy. Then the district commander of police for the district also came in, and then the regional commander for police, Tema region, also came. So they came, and then we handed over the Navy personnel to them. So they 2 days they will investigate the issue and talk to us later.
The public relations officer of the Ghana Navy, Lieutenant Maxwell Asola, who confirmed the story, said the operation team comprised of personnel from the Ghana Navy, the police service, and the Fisheries Commission. He said the team went to the community to seize illegal fishing nets and other equipment which were being used for light fishing. He however denied the allegation that the officer captured by the community was a fisherman from Pram Pram.